Sidelined UN Chief Guterres rushing to join Trump-initiated Middle East Peace Summit. By Simon Kent on October 12, 2025. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is rushing to join Monday's International Peace Summit in Egypt as initiated and co-chaired by US President Donald Trump. The gathering is coinciding with the expected release of all remaining Israeli hostages under the first phase of the Trump-brokered Gaza ceasefire deal. Confirming the summit late on Saturday, a spokesperson for Egypt's presidency said it was intended to end the war in the Gaza Strip, strengthen peace and stability efforts in the Middle East, and open a new page in regional security and stability. Guterres, a long-term stalwart of the Portuguese Socialist Party, is traveling to Egypt to attend on Monday the Sharm el-Sheikh Summit for Peace, his spokesman's office says, adding Guterres will return to UN headquarters on Wednesday. The globalist has been watching from the sidelines as the Trump-brokered deal has progressed and is now taking the opportunity to bask in the glow of Trump's achievements and be seen at the meeting. The Egyptian presidency said the meeting will be held in the eastern city of Sharm el-Sheikh with more than 20 countries expected to attend. Related, Palestinians in Gaza cheer for America, Trump as they receive aid. Reports suggest British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and French President Emmanuel Macron will be among the attendees alongside Italy's Giorgia Meloni and Pedro Sanchez of Spain. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi will co-chair the summit. According to a statement from the Egyptian presidency, the gathering aims to end the war in the Gaza Strip, strengthen efforts to achieve peace and stability in the Middle East, and open a new page of regional security and stability. The entire process has been enabled by Trump and his diplomatic efforts that bring all sides together to work on a deal to bring lasting peace. The first phase of the deal requires Hamas terrorists to release all Israeli hostages, 20 believed to be alive and up to 28 deceased, by noon Monday. In return, Israel will free around 250 Palestinian prisoners and 1,700 detainees from Gaza while increasing humanitarian aid shipments into the enclave. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.